Ah, good evening, passengers, and welcome aboard Flight 1921. This is your captain speaking. We're currently cruising at an altitude of minus 115.6 billion euro, in the result of a sudden increase in cabinet pressure. Make way for all the Labour TDs, because they're seated closest to the emergency exits. But I can tell you now, this is no rushing short-haul flight. You'll jump when I tell you, not a moment before. Do take care as you open the overhead loony bins, not to be injured by the falling baggage from Phil Hogan's year. If you're feeling nauseous, we have sick bags on standby. You'll know they're the sick bags because they've James Riley's face in them. And if that doesn't make you puke, nothing will. As you jump, remember we've no parachutes, I repeat, no parachutes. But don't worry, lads, the markets will catch us. Yeah. We'll be landing at our destination shortly, bypassing Germany. And conditions on the ground are fairly unpredictable, to say the least. But buckle up, baby. You're stuck on our trajectory now. Ah, yeah.
Collins Kicks!
So daddy kissing Santa Claus. Oh! Ah, Varudkar.
I beg your pardon?
Tis great to see you, Varudkar. You know, I'm sorry I didn't go to Neil Mandula's funeral. Good old Nadiba.
I think it's Madiba.
I could have linked up again with Borat Obama.
I think that his name
and
is...
And Bob Clintown was there, along with Jerry Cartwheel and Jim Bush.
Oh dear, Taoiseach.
I would have enjoyed an old chat with Dennis Cameroon as well, and even Frank Hollandaise was there.
Yes.
I would have loved to have met the Canadian fella as well, Steve Hooper, and that Aussie, Russ Abbott. And, is there any news and get me out for a while?
Well, we were going to let you out for a few days, but honestly, Taoiseach, I don't think you're well enough.
Well, the handler's no bitch, I suppose.
Yes, yes.
Did you see my opinion poll rating, by the way?
I did.
Massive.
It's amazing.
I can't understand why, though.
Well,
sure, I haven't done an interview or a debate for the last 3 years.
Right, anyway, see you in a day or so.
Oh, you're going. Listen, can you ask James Rooney to pop down?
I'm sorry, who?
Ah, for God's sake, Varudkar. Do you not know your own colleagues? Jimmy Rooney, the Minister for Health. And maybe Jean Bruton might call down someday as well.
I have to go.
Sorry. Bye. I wonder if Brenda Howling is free for a cup of tea. Or Bill Wogan. I haven't seen his mug for months.
All right. It's time to get this over with once and for all. You've waited too long for this day, Roy. Hello, Father.
Welcome, my son. How long has it been since your last confession?
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 25 years since my last confession.
25 years? That's a long, long time. Go on, my son.
Well, when I was at Rockmount, I decked a guy who called my family langers. I got sent off in another game for telling the referee he's a you-know-what, and I creeled the guy with an elbow in the penalty box.
Go on, my son.
I gave the goalkeeper dogs abuse that day, and the captain as well, and the fella on the sideline. It was an absolute disgrace.
That was the night,
I think, I had a fight in the Chester Street Hotel with guys who ended up slagging off Cork, and I went on the lash then for 6 weeks after the 1991 FA Cup
final.
Don't
get me started about what happened at United. I called Juan Sebastian for on a lazy... And I got sent to the cells after another brawl in a city set. I hit Alan Shearer, who wouldn't? And then I creeled Alfie Halland and told Patrick Vieira he was a goon up. And that was the day after I got off seven times. I got 69 yellow cards.
Yes, of course I did. I called Morris Setter the fool. I told Shane Long he was a crap guitar player. Let me see, is there anything else? No, that's all for now, Father. Father?
Is that it? You mean you're finished?
Yeah, I think that's all I can remember, Father. And anyway, the facilities here are crap, by the way. I've been on my knees here for 16 hours.
Huh?
No one's offered me a cup of tea or a sandwich or anything. What kind of church is this?
There's just one more thing, my son.
What's that?
Here in the privacy of the confession box between you and your God, do you want to say sorry to Mick McCarthy?
I'm not saying sorry. He accused me of cheating on my injuries.
But we must forgive.
Forgive? Forgive? You're joking me. He was a crap player. He's a crap manager. I'm not forgiven. You're a crap priest for even bringing it up. You're a crap confessor. You're not even a bishop. You can stick your confession up your arse. I'm out of here, Father. I'd rather burn in hell than say sorry to Mick McCarthy.
You forgot your 10 Hail Marys. What's the point? He's the assistant manager to Ireland now. That's penance enough for him. God bless.
Well, Well, lads, total victory. We beat the shite out of the ESB.
Before the public beat the shite out of us.
Yeah. We got everything we wanted, so we did.
Well, they haven't actually guaranteed the pensions there, Brandon.
No, they haven't. No, they've more or less kind of, so they have.
And they didn't put that 400 mil on the balance sheet like you told us to.
They will, I'm sure. Or pretty sure they will, so I am.
It's better than nothing, I suppose.
Better than getting a shite kicked out of us, that's for sure.
Now, look at lads. There's another problem after Sufferson, so there is.
What's this about now?
I'm going to have to call a strike, so I am.
Jeez, not again, Brandon.
Going to demand that we get a written guarantee from Santa Claus that we are going to get the presents we asked for, so I am.
This is absolutely
It's all very well putting the letters up the chimney, and I accept the elves work very hard, but...
Where are you going?
This is a serious issue. Santa is part of the neoliberal... Then it's the Tooth Fairy, so it is, and the Easter Bunny after that, and...
All right,
can I bring this meeting to order?
Good man yourself, Coughlin.
Fair play, Mary. All right, wish, lads.
It seems if Micheál isn't enthusiastic about some of us making our turn to the dial.
No, we're stuck on 22% in the polls. He's going to burst the party, Mary.
You're dead right, Cullen. The man is enough.
Steady on, Biffo.
And mine's a pint.
Watch out!
Man down!
Look, I think we have something to contribute to this country.
And the country is something that can contribute to us, like major and salary.
I know some people blame us for the bus, but it was us who created the boom.
Right,
the same people acknowledge that.
Yes,
Bull, you wanted to say something. Shut up, lads.
People are very ungrateful, Mary. Think of all the money I gave them over the years, and then they thanked me, might criticise me for flying around the world with my wife to attend race meetings on their behalf. I mean, I was knackered after flying down for the Melbourne Cup. Barely made it up to my 5-star suite. Think of all the sports facilities I built. It was a lot of money.
You mean a lot of money.
Wish, lads. John Gormley's at the door.
Ah, fuck off, Gormley.
That's great. Well, at least we're all singing off the same hymn sheet.
Give us a few bars, Biffo.
No credit could I get.
Beautiful, lads.
Which filled my heart with a longing for
the legs of Pontchartrain.
Very good. Look, Coughlin, can we wrap this up soon, please, like a good man? I have to catch a flight to a race meeting in Dubai in a couple of hours. If anyone would like to contribute, the old Burj Al Arab isn't cheap, you know.
Right, let's arrange a meal and say Gibo's for next week, all right?
That's all right for me, but I won't have the dinner, and if there's any chance of a few bob for the old taxi home, I don't have a driver anymore, so... Anyone?
Lads, we've turned the corner.
You can't say that anymore, Brian.
No, I'm just having another bit of a turn here.
Watch out! Man down again!
Jeez, lads, he's after landing on top of me.
Two men down.
He's breaking me, lads.
For God's sake, we haven't been this hammered since the 2011 election.
Are we there yet?
No, I'm afraid not, goat.
Do our new families know we're coming for Christmas? We'll show them how to milk the system, won't we?
No, we're not coming for Christmas, goat.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm not kidding you, goat. Donations are down for all charities because the pig ignorant Central Remedial Clinic boys have been sticking their snouts in the trough.
But what's that got to do with Boher?
Nothing, except our chief executive went on the radio and was asked about his salary. He chickened out and ducked the question.
Oh, that's only terrible. So, we're not going to be in Africa for Christmas, are we?
No, we're going to stay right here in Ireland. We have to ram our message home, goat. We won't be cowed.
But they just keep rabbiting on and on.
I know, goat. It's pure mule. But unless we do the donkey work, we'll have no money for all the animals.
And what happens then?
Well, we'll be lambs to the slaughter, goat. Lambs to the slaughter.
Oh, no. We'll end up just like the horses.
It was supposed to be like any other Friday before Christmas.
Go on, she'll have one for the road.
No, I better go, I'm driving.
But it's Christmas, just one more will do you no harm.
But this was one Christmassy Friday she'd never forget.
Can I help you, Gard? Oh, it's you.
Can I see your license and registration, please?
Yes, I must say I didn't expect to see you doing these checkpoints yourself. They're in the glove compartment.
Why don't you reach over and get them for me like a good girl?
Don't talk to me like that. You've some neck.
I was about to say the same thing to you.
coming soon to a checkpoint near you. Friday the 13th. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. It was a Christmas Friday like any other.
Right, I'm off. I have to collect the tree on my way home.
But this was a Friday he would never forget.
Yes, yes, Gareth, I'll just get my... Oh, I didn't expect to see you man in the checkpoints in person.
Well done, Sonny, well done. Well, you see, it's just like this, you know, I'm just filling in for someone who couldn't make it tonight. Oh, here she is.
Actually, I managed to squeeze in the recording of the radio show and an insert for prime time before the two charity dinners, so I'll be able to take over from you now, Gay.
Well done, Miriam, well done. Good girl, bye-bye.
Hang on a second, so you're manning the checkpoint, are you?
Tell me, driver, are you really devastated that you're going to lose your license now?
Lose my license? What?
So sad.
Friday the 13th, part 2. Be afraider. Be even more afraider.
I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know if you've been good or bad. So be good for goodness sake.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
How long has it been since your last confession?
Well, I've never been to confession before because, well, you see, I'm Anglican.
Well, go ahead, my child. Tell me your sins.
Let me be clear. Mm. I committed that sin, Father, that sin we commit when we're on our own.
That's a nasty little sin, my son.
That I know, Father.
It's a very selfish act, an act of vanity, an act of pure self-love, my son.
Yes, I understand it clearly.
And I presume you went and you put the picture up on the Facebook, the whole lot.
Sorry, Father?
The selfie, the awful thing you did when you were on your own, my dear child.
No, Father, heavens no.
No?
Lean closer. I'll tell you what I did.
Go on.
See, what I actually did was I...
Oh, that. Oh, that's perfectly normal. Don't let that bother you at all. Now, off you go. God bless you and a happy Christmas to you. Next.
Callan's Kicks!
You can listen back to this episode of Callan's Kicks on the RT Radio Player. We'll have more after the break, so enjoy some refreshments. And please note your nearest exit, located in Canada, Australia, New York, Los Angeles, Berlin.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. The HSE has issued new hygiene guidelines identifying the need for hospital doctors and administrators to regularly wash their hands of any public scandal or embarrassment. This report from our rear of Leinster House correspondent David Davenpower.
According to the new guidelines, the number one cause of infectious public scandals are leaky government departments. Once a scandal has entered the media bloodstream, it can spread virally from print to radio to TV and fester for days online, resulting in critical loss of credibility for government ministers. In the worst case scenarios in the past, these have proved fatal to a political career. However, the report does contain some good news. Using the HSE itself to isolate health ministers from any infectious scandal has resulted in a new breed of highly resistant ministerial superbugs who can survive prolonged exposure to repeated doses of scandal. Mary Harney continues to bask under the glory of her €130,000 a year pension. Despite overseeing huge queues at A&E units at the height of the boom, the PPARS fiasco that cost taxpayers €200 million, and a spate of junkets and hairdressing bills paid for by the state. The current Minister for Health, Dr. James Riley, is currently part of an experimental clinical trial, and while doctors admit he is far from healthy, they express considerable surprise that he has lasted this long. David Davenpower, making you angry, RT News.
Well, I never listened back to Colin's Kicks on the RT Radio Player, because I prefer to have the past buried, and preferably in a location that we no longer remember, okay?
dashing through the snow, oh, dressed up like a whore.
Oh, no, Taoiseach.
Oh, Leo, I was beginning to think you'd forgotten about me.
Oh, we'd never do that, Taoiseach.
I'm bursting to get out on a boat Taoiseaching again.
Of course you are, but I have a lot of very important material that needs your signature, Taoiseach. It could take quite some time.
Okay, Leo, what do I have to do this time? Sign off on the final documents for exiting the bailout, well, or maybe a statement condemning those CRC fellas? And the usual important work, no doubt.
No, just this stuff here.
But these are all Christmas cards, Leo.
I know. It's very important that we get them signed and sent in good time, Taoiseach. Especially the ones to our friends abroad.
The immigrants? Should be here for weeks, Leo. There's thousands of them.
Well, there's a thought. No, Taoiseach, just important people like Obama, Merkel and Lagarde, you know, our leaders.
But I have to prepare for my important address to the nation.
Oh, yes. The handlers are very nervous about that. They want to make sure you stick to the auto queue.
I've even planned how to do the address. Picture this, Leo.
Oh, no.
The opening shot shows me in Castlebar, photobombing, fish pumping and pressing the flesh. Maybe even enjoying a pint with the lads down in the bungalow bar.
Ooh.
Then the film cuts to me at home in my favourite chair, crackling fire, Christmas tree. Ooh. The kids and Fionnuala standing behind me. Maybe I give Fionnuala a kiss under the camel toe.
Yeah, mistletoe.
Anyway, tis a nice cosy family scene. And then this is the best bit. As I ring me bell, the camera moves in for a close-up and I give my address.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best small man in the world to do business.
Oh, dear.
Any of that stuff, all that guff that Noonan puts on the auto-tune, you know?
It's called the auto-cue.
So I need you to prepare my briefs. I'm going to be very busy, you know.
Actually, Taoiseach, you do have a very important engagement.
Excellent.
And I do have your briefs and tights and hat and shoes with little bells on them.
What the hell?
The doll creche Christmas party needs an elf and the handlers thought you would be great.
What the fig? Wait, will there be lilt at this, Leo?
All you can drink.
Right, I'll do it, but I'm still going to do the address, Leo.
Of course.
All right. Oh,
mm-hmm.
These tights are very sheer, Leo.
I did buy them myself. Bye.
Goodbye, Leo. I feel like Tinkerbell. You know, I've always wondered why Peter Pan was hanging out with an itinerant. Oh, well.
This Christmas on RTE, all the big and relevant movies such as 2012, Speed 2, Cruise Control, and for the first time on Irish television, in over a month, Gladiator. Also, our one-hour specials will be to die for. Fair City will feature interesting facts the writers have thrown in to show that the working classes might be able to use the internet. And Mrs. Brown's Boys will provide a mix of fun, sentimentality, and transvestism, sure to warm the cockles of your heart. And Catherine Fulvio brings us her Catherine Fulvio Christmas special, while subliminally advertising all of her products from Ballynockin House, which you can buy in her Ballynockin shop. That's the RTE Christmas Schedule 2013. Merry Christmas from Montrose. This Christmas on TV3, Vincent Brown's Christmas Crackers, where Vincent is joined by Peter Matthews and Fionnuala Sheehan for an evening of anger, confusion, eyebrows, saliva and argument.
Vincent, why don't you like Christmas?
I do like Christmas, Fionnuala.
You just said you don't like Christmas.
No, I said I don't like you.
Well, I don't like you either.
I thought I'd banned you from this program.
You didn't, I'm boycotting it.
No, I banned you.
No, I'm boycotting it.
Banned you.
Watch me boycott.
Banned you.
Also, Alan Hughes presents Alan's Christmas Alan, a roundup of all the shows Alan Hughes has presented in the last year on TV3, including Alan's Family Fortunes, Alan's Morning Hissy Fits, and her favourite, Alan's Holidays from Hell.
The holiday's behind you!
And last but not least, Anton's Dawn Chorus, where Anton Savage is punished forever by having to present a 7 a.m. breakfast show. That's TV3 this Christmas. Not great, but not as bad as RTE think we are.
Ah, yeah. All right, next. Ah, come here, young fella, and sit up on my knee.
I'm a girl, and you're not Santa.
Never mind Santa. I'm better than Santa. I'm Michael, the man who's going to sort out this country and your future, young man.
I'm a girl, and I want to see Santa.
Take it from me, that Santa fella's a busted flush.
What?
Giving away freebies left, right and centre. Mark my words, this country can't afford a prancer and a dancer or that communist Rudolph the Red.
Can I go, please?
Hold on a second, Michael's on a roll here. And as for the three wise men, doesn't that sound like a definite case of overmanning to you? Worse than the civil service, huh?
Huh?
And the 12 days of Christmas. What'd be wrong with 3 days of Christmas?
Can I go now?
Sir, what's your hurry? You're too young to be rushing off to catch a plane to Canada now, eh? You'd need at least another 2 years.
Mammy! Mammy!
Oh,
Mammy.
Yeah. That's it. Run off to Mammy when the cold fiscal realities are pointed out, huh? That's all the children want today.
Freebie this and freebie that. Who do they think I shagging am? Santa or something?
Hi, Aimser.
Shh, buddy. Sadie has just dropped off.
Oh, sorry, Snookums. Wow, you've put up the tree. It's beautiful.
Thanks, honey buns. This Christmas is going to be so perfect.
Where'd you get those gaudy baubles for it, though?
They're Glenda's earrings, bud. I found them in the garage. You weren't holding on to them for sentimental reasons.
Of course not, honey buns. Oh, and the beautiful looking angel up there on top of the tree. That's you, sweet pea, isn't it?
Yes, cutie pie. It's a publicity shot for my latest venture. Do you like it?
Oh, I do. It's perfect. What is it this time, Fluffykins? A book, a play, a film, TV?
I'm going to help kids with learning difficulties throughout the world.
Perfect. You know, Aimser, I've really pulled a cracker.
Oh, body waddy, and you're perfect too.
Oh, Aimser.
What is it?
That stocking over the fireplace.
Mom gave me a lovely big red stocking to hang for Sadie. What's wrong, buddy?
It's red, Aimser. Red. Monster.
Oh, bother.
It's okay, Aimser. You weren't to know. Oh. There. It's okay, Sadie. Daddy will get you a blue one as soon as his leg is better and his arm is out of plaster. And the doctor says he's recovered from the concussion and his Achilles rupture is cured and the surgeon has done with his cruciate and... his hamstring has... There, girls.
Tonight on The Works, we look at Kelly's Christmas, where I kick back and listen to secular Christmas songs covered by Leonard Cohen, Blind Willie Nelson, and Brian Eno's Ambient Dwarf Orchestra on vinyl. I also decorate my eco-friendly Christmas tree with flyers from McGonagall's and Bag It In gigs. I cook up a nice turkey gumbo, a little recipe I picked up from Dr. John in New Orleans. That's The Works, 3 a.m. tonight on Telecom Erin's new Airtel channel. A tutelaire, Shazamay.
Callan's Cakes!
Ah, Brendan, Joan, there you are. It's great news, isn't it?
About King Egan being crowned King of the Jungle.
No, I'm talking about the poles.
What, are they going home for Christmas?
Not those poles, these poles. Look, we're up by a whole 3 points. We're at 9% now. I told you that whole gay marriage palaver would work a treat. We've the pink votes sewn up now, fair and square.
Yes, so it would seem, except of course that 10% of the population is gay.
Really? Are there that many of them?
Mm. So 1% of the gays aren't voting for us.
Mm. What? Well, we have to address this. Brendan, I need you to identify this gay and find out what would make him vote Labour.
Or her.
What?
Women can be gay too, you know.
Really? Good Lord, I'd no idea.
Oh, for God's sake.
Anyway, find this gay and see if we can't bring him or her on board. Mm-hmm. Maybe with a nice Christmas present. A hamper, say, with, aftershave. They like that kind of thing, don't they?
Who? Women?
No, the gays. Oh, I see what you mean. Mm. Right, both of you need to get on it. Yeah. Let's find this rogue gay now, and by Christmas we'll be lighting up the poles at a festive 10%.
Or we could just try to appeal to everyone, maybe come up with some constructive and inclusive policies that might make us more palatable to all voters, regardless of their sexual orientation.
No. We tried that and it didn't work. Now, off with you both.
What?
Both to the George.
The George? Really?
Well, panty bar then. Is that where the lesbians hang out? I'm as confused as they are.
Oh, welcome back from South Africa, Mr. President. The country missed you terribly.
Of course they did, but we mustn't dally. We have so much work to do.
Oh, yes, Mr. President. I have your diary here. There's the opening of the Brussels Sprouts Festival in Ockram.
Oh, not those trifles. I'm talking about the funeral.
But, Mr. President, we don't see any funeral in the diary.
Don't be silly, Kevin. My funeral. An event as large as that will need planning.
Oh, I see.
What do you think of Croke Park or the Aviva?
I'm not much into sport. I just like to watch them.
I'm talking about a stadium for the funeral service like Mandela. Where else would the teeming masses be able to mourn my passing?
How about the Gaiety?
Yes, there'll be plenty of that. Now, I've drawn up the seating arrangement, so take this down.
Right away, sir.
In the front row, I want the Israeli Prime Minister next to the Iranian President.
But Mr. President?
Then I want the South Korean President sitting beside the North Korean leader, and I want all mobile phones confiscated while the solemnities are going on. No selfies, no exception.
Mr. President, they all hate each other.
Silence, Kevin! Their coming together will be the only fitting tribute to me. So what are you waiting for, Kevin? Send out the invitations to the funeral forthwith.
But we don't know when it's going to be.
But then send those, what you call them, the save the date cards or whatever.
How can I send them save the date cards when we don't know the date?
Let's send them something starting with in the event of the sad passing of the world statesman and greatest living poet.
Very
so
well, I'll get to it straight away, Your Excellency.
And make sure you only allow good heads of state to file past my coffin, lots of queens in particular.
Don't you worry, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's who gets the access.
Another thing, Kevin, ensure there are enough crowd barriers, loos, hankies, black crepes, platitudes to go around. And then there's this.
What's that, Mr. President?
That's my eulogy, which I wrote myself. I was hoping you might deliver it.
But the size of it, Mr. President.
Yes, I know. It is rather short. I had to leave out many important accomplishments for the sake of brevity.
It's over 100 pages long. This'll take me hours to read out.
Yes, that may be so. But what is a few hours when one is contemplating the totality of my magnificent life? Oh. The mourners will listen in rapt silence.
That's because they'll all be fast asleep, if you ask me.
How dare you, Kevin? I'll have you demoted for such insolence. No. I'll strip you of all your duties.
Wow.
Such as running baths and some such.
Oh, no, please, Your Excellency. I was only jesting.
You're so clumsy with your words, Kevin.
Yes.
One day you will learn.
I'm here to serve, my
now,
lord.
Run my bath and prepare to trim my ear hair.
Oh, it will be my honour, Your Excellency.
All right, lads, here we go. Only seconds to go till we exit the bailout.
I'll start the countdown. 10 out of 10.
9, as Merkel said when we asked her for a dig out.
8, like Mary Lou who ate all the pies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
7, like the deadly sins.
6, Labour's polls percentage point.
Not anymore.
5, whatever happened to that 5-point plan?
4, for fix's sake, can I ring me bell yet or what?
3, I'm out in me 3.
What the feck are you doing here?
I heard there's a piss up going on.
2, does anyone mind if I open 2 clinics in Swords and Balbriggan?
Here we go, lads.
1!
Lads, I think we're after running out of drink.
What? How did that happen so quick? It's only been a few seconds.
Michael said we didn't need a precautionary line of booze.
I thought we'd last a bit longer than that.
Though. Right. Christmas recess?